Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumare. 4. To him the statelier spake in answer, the warrior's leader his word-hoard unlocked. We are by kin of the clan of Geats, and Hygelac's own hearth-fellows we. To folk afar was my father known, noble Aethling, Egthal named. Full of winters he fared away, aged from earth, he is honored still through width of the world by wise men all. To thy lord and liege in loyal mood we hasten hither to Healfdene's son, people-protector. Be pleased to advise us. To that mighty one come we on mickle errand to the lord of the Danes, nor deem I right that aught be hidden. We hear, thou knowest, if sooth it is, the saying of men that amid the skylings a scathing monster, dark ill-doer in dusky nights, shows terrific his rage, unmatched hatred and murder. To Hrothgar I in greatness of soul would succor bring, so the wise and brave may worst his foes, if ever the end of ills is fated of cruel contest, if cure will follow, and the boiling care-waves cooler grow. Else, ever afterward anguish days he shall suffer in sorrow, while stands in place high on its hill that house unpeered. Astride his steed the strand-ward answered, clansman unquailing, the keen-souled thane must be skilled to sever and sunder duly words and works. If he well intends, I gather this band is graciously bent to the scouting's master. March, then, bearing weapons and weeds, the way I show you. I will bid my men your boat meanwhile to guard for fear lest foemen come, your new-tarred ship by shore of ocean faithfully watching, till once again it waft o'er the waters those well-loved thanes, winding-necked wood to weeders' bounds, heroes such as the hest of fate shall succor and save from the shock of war. They bent them to march. The boat lay still, fettered by cable and fast at anchor, broad-bosomed ship. Then shone the boars over the cheek-guard, chased with gold, keen and gleaming, guard it kept o'er the man-of-war as marched along heroes in haste, till the hall they saw broad of gable and bright with gold. That was the fairest mid-folk of earth of houses neath heaven where Hrothgar lived, and the gleam of it lighted o'er the lands afar. The sturdy shieldsman showed that bright burgher the boldest, bade them go straightway hither. His steed then turned hardy hero, and hailed them thus, "'Tis time that I fare from you, Father Almighty, in grace and mercy guard you well, safe in your seekings. Seaward I go, gainst hostile warriors, hold my watch.'" Read by Rick Kistner. For lit to go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.